Now, we all want to feel supported and included in our workplace. So I guess rather than ignoring our differences, let's celebrate how they contribute to who we are and the strengths of our teams. Making our workplaces as inclusive as possible isn't just a job for HR, but how do we get everyone on board and make it a priority? Well, now the very best can also enjoy some well-earned recognition and a glitzy night out at Town Hall for the Sydney City Business Awards, which have introduced a category for excellence in workplace inclusiveness for 2018. On the line with us now, City Business and Safety Manager Fran O'Brien joins us to talk about the awards. Fran, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Tess. Thanks for having me along.
So the City of Sydney campaigned for this award to be included in the program. Why do you think it was so important to recognise inclusive workplaces?
Look, I think first and foremost, we know that so many of the businesses in our area have been doing great work in this space for a long time. You know, and it's usually just things they do off their own bat. It's largely unrecognised out of their own businesses. And this award is actually a chance to sort of put the spotlight on them, raise the profile of the importance of an inclusive workplace, and look at sort of what benefits that this can bring, not only to that business itself, but, you know, the economy more broadly.
Now, I guess the term inclusive is a bit of a broad word. What sort of workplaces are you guys looking to highlight?
So the business awards are for our small to medium enterprises, and they can come from, you know, a variety of sectors. You know, it's our retail community, you know, finance and professional services. A lot of our innovative high street retailers can fall into this category. And when we talk about diversity in this award, you know, yes, it's broad as well in that, you know, we're talking about seniors, people from culturally diverse backgrounds, people with a disability. So whilst the businesses are diverse, so too are the people under which we want this category to apply.
And so I guess how can we work towards our workplaces becoming more inclusive and maybe get a leg in for the awards?
So look, if, you know, if there are businesses out there that are already employing people from diverse backgrounds and age groups and cultures, they should absolutely nominate themselves, or someone else might choose to nominate them. We know that, you know, by having a more inclusive and diverse workplace, it can actually, you know, it can attract and respond to even a broader range of customers in some instances. And it can attract and retain high-performing employees and then ultimately achieve more sustainable growth as well, because, you know, if we're talking about inclusivity, if everybody has the same opportunities, then that's got to be better for society as a whole.
And so applications are still open at the moment. How can people get involved?
Look, the easiest way to get involved, the City of Sydney's website actually has the link to where you can download the Business Awards program and details on how to enter. And it also has the list of all 13 categories under which businesses can nominate themselves or be nominated. So this is just one of 13 categories, as I said. So it's a really great chance for businesses to, I guess, highlight themselves. You know, it opens up networking opportunities, and also it brings about, you know, a sense of small business community.
And we'll pop the link up on the podcast. But Fran, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Tess.
That was Fran O'Brien, City Business and Safety Manager, chatting with us this morning about the new category for the Sydney City Business Awards.